Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Hindsight Podcast. First of all, I want to thank you for your messages, comments, likes, retweets, follows, and subscriptions on every platform you found us on. Let's keep that going now, shall we? I'm joined by the guys in Nyobong Monday, Olakunle Refai, and IBK Sports. My name is Yubi, and so, Ndwonovid, welcome to episode 4 in partnership with Clout Africa. Gentlemen, good to have everyone join us after 6 days. It's been a pleasure. Great.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing a Barca jersey? Season's still 1 month away, officially. 1 month?
Officially, yeah.
I think I'm trying to beg people to borrow us money.
But this is the worst time to, actually be on, you know, because the situation you guys are in right now, it's crazy.
But from a football side of things, I don't think Barcelona will be that bad this season. I think they've got some really exciting youngsters coming through. Ansu Fati should be fit.
Do you want to get into that?
I think the recruitment is not bad.
The recruitment is not bad.
For Pedri. Sure. Pedri
had a brilliant Euros.
I think that guy is easily, at the moment, £50 million.
Yeah. But it's not Xavi.
That nonsense. Enrique is saying is...
overexcited.
No, of course. You can get overexcited and all that stuff. But Pedri, top player. I think Depay would be a really good player. If they allow... The problem I found with Barca over the last few years is when any new player comes, the Barca fans and the club, the institution, don't allow the player to be themselves.
Yeah.
Right? They're trying to shoehorn the player into something else. You know, try to be Iniesta.
But they've got Eric Garcia, the guy from Man City. I think it's a solid signing. There's a guy from Sassuolo who's joining them well. Marlon. Saw him in the Italian Serie A.
Same Marlon, AS Roma Marlon?
No, not that.
Was that Marlon or Malcolm?
No, that was Malcolm. This Malcolm.
It's funny because where's Malcolm?
Malcolm is at Zenit.
Russia. It's funny because I'm watching the movie. A year late, but I'm seeing the Malcolm and Mary movie. I've seen it for 15 minutes. Yeah, a year late.
Look.
But I think we're getting closer to the European football season, and I'm already excited. I mean, I was just looking. By the way, guys, my jersey got delivered today. I'm going to.
Anike sold it to you.
No. Come on. I mean, from the official Arsenal store.
They say official, so I don't understand. I was talking to Olakunle Refai and Yubi. I was telling him the price. He said, Nylon.
How much is your jersey?
Yes. No, how much did you get yours?
It's a gift from the official Arsenal store.
I
just thought I should put that.
I saw a story. Wilfred Zaha sends in a transfer request to Crystal Palace. Somebody said, that's how you know that the official transfer window is open.
It's open.
When you see that story, it
happens every summer.
I'm sure this is it. That guy will ball. He will fight them.
I think it's about time they gave him what he wanted. You can't hold.
But who wants to buy him?
Who wants to buy Zaha?
Yeah,
I don't think Zaha will be short of offers.
Yes,
offers.
I don't think
Zaha will be short.
I still can't get over the fact that's a guy.
That's a guy that Arsenal should do anything for.
We're not trying to sell anybody, but yeah, that's fine. I see what you're doing.
You bought Pepe, so I think maybe you have to recoup that.
Pepe showed glimpses last season.
The thing is, if you buy Zaha, if he could play as a centre forward, right? He can't play there.
He can't
play
that forward.
If you could play anywhere around that kind of position.
Who do you guys have on the left now?
Alba.
Saka.
Saka on the left.
What do you prefer, Saka? Right or left?
I prefer him on the right.
From on the right.
I prefer
Saka on the left.
I prefer Saka on the left. Why I prefer Saka on the right is he wants to score. But on the left, I think. Truthfully, maybe in hindsight, maybe I prefer him on the left because there's no better crosser than the ball at Arsenal.
Do you know why I'll prefer him on the left? That game against...
I said you don't like the Premier League. What are you talking about?
No, that game against, what they call it, Denmark. If you look at the goal that he scored in first, England scored first, that one goal. If it was his left foot, he would have done a one-time cross. Do you know that ball was almost...
Yeah, I agree. That's true.
If he was on his left, he would have easily done it.
Sterling made a fantastic run. Yes. Was why he still made that.
If he was on his left, he would have done it one time.
I don't think he's a.
It was very risky.
You know, so the idea of having inverted forwards, obviously Messi is the king.
Yeah,
Robin is the vice chairman. Who else?
Admin of the WhatsApp group.
Yeah,
has to be Robin.
Perisic
is playing. True.
If Paris is actually better on left.
Now, yeah. Paris,
yeah. Paris is better on left.
Paris is actually better on left.
But Kessa is showing real good signs. But I don't think we can begin to mention him in the same conversation as Robben. No, so yeah, showing some good signs, but
even so, I feel like if you're not Messi level or Robben level, even what's this guy's name? Even Leroy Sané is better on the left.
Yeah,
it's not good to be an inverted forward that has a left foot and plays on the right
tremendous.
Side. You have to have close control of the ball.
Exactly,
close control, exactly. a bit of skill, a bit of shooting accuracy.
That close control is the most important skill.
Yeah.
Because when you cut in, the ball cannot
be. You have to do something immediately.
Yeah. I don't think Saka has
that. Because they're really fine margins. When people score goals, people just think, oh, it's easy to shift it and score.
Yeah.
But the delicateness in terms of how you shift the ball is very important. Yeah. Because you can touch the ball and it goes further.
I think if Bernardo Silva had a bit of pace and a bit of physicality,
he'll
be really good.
Yeah.
Because his close control is also really good. Brilliant. When it comes in, it's really good.
But it's coming home.
Yeah.
It's coming home.
I want to talk about Denmark. You mentioned Denmark.
Yeah.
Right? Denmark, England. Penalty or no penalty?
No penalty.
No penalty. No penalty.
1,000,000%. No penalty.
Very, very unfair.
So, Yubi, just a minute.
Wenger, Mourinho think it's not a penalty.
I had a conversation with Inyobong, you know, at Smooth some time ago. My thing was that, whether we like it or not, football is a contact sport.
Yeah.
And I understand this new thing that's coming into football. There's a bit of a benefit or doubt that's been given to attacking players, you know, and all that. But there used to be a
gradually
time,
taking tackling out of the game.
Exactly. But there used to be a time when you're in the box, when you're in the 18-yard, you know that the defender had a bit of advantage in the kind of tackles that he could make.
Mm.
That wasn't a blatant foul on Sterling.
Yeah,
Sterling was on his way to the
defenders
to the
can't defend anymore.
So exactly. So yeah. defenders can't defend anymore. I'm sick of
big games. I felt this way for about 5 years. So when I was 20, I'd run home to see a big game.
That's a long time ago, by the way.
Yeah, that's a long time ago. I'd run home to see, not too long actually. I'd run home to see a big game. I'll stop by somewhere just to find a viewing center to see a big game.
Yep.
You know, nowadays I really couldn't be bothered.
Yeah.
I couldn't be bothered.
Because it could literally be ruined by a refereeing decision.
Referee decision. World Cup final, 2018. In my opinion, and I think I'm the only one that has this opinion, I think Croatia were dealt a hard one.
The
Perisic penalty, yeah. that's not a pen.
Yeah,
it wasn't.
I agree.
It wasn't a pen.
That's not a pen.
Too close.
And 4 years on, or 3.5 years, everyone I've spoken to feels like, it was a pen. And you look at this Denmark penalty, right? Obviously, Denmark players are tired, right? And England had a better team. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying England didn't deserve to win the game. Because if they went on to win the game by penalties, they still deserve to win because they were a better team, right? But semifinals are not to play there to win. You know, I don't care who's the better team.
Yeah.
You know, that's
and the concept of a better team is even subjective, very relative. You know?
But Raheem Sterling kept looking for that penalty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the referee, I'm going to tell him. I mean, I probably don't tell him, of course, because if you tell him, then it comes out in the post-match conference. But from the referee, I know that this guy is looking for a penalty.
Yeah,
and I don't know why I read this thing a couple of years ago, and it was going into the 2010 World Cup. One of the criteria to pick Howard Webb was reading the game.
Yeah.
Mm.
Referees should know how to read the game. If that referee could read the game, he could have told that, look, Denmark clearly tired legs, right? Sterling has been looking for this penalty since. And if you remember the game, 4 minutes before, 2 minutes before, something like that, there was a penalty shout.
Yeah.
So
Harry Kane.
So referees have to know when players are querying them and trying to force them into it. I feel ultimately that Sterling has bought the penalty.
Yeah.
And completely the referee has been overruled by the crowd.
Maybe I think you're saying that.
The worst part is that VAR doesn't tell him to go take a look.
VAR tells him to take a look and he just stood his ground. That's what I think.
The thing is that the referee made his decision. So he was trying to be convinced by the VAR. But you know, once he's ready, once he see, you know, first time looking at it without being close, it looks like a penalty.
Yeah.
But once you get a closer shot to it, that's why when you were saying that maybe tiredness, I don't think if it was tiredness, I would have said
no. It was. It was. It was a tired tackle.
But the tackle, there was really no contact.
No. There's contact.
There's contact.
To put him down. And people say. I was talking to you.
I saw the close shot and I don't think there was a contact.
No. I think
there was.
I think
very minimal.
Yeah, there was contact.
You know, and you can hold our opinion. There's nothing wrong with that. I just feel like we can all. I think there was contact. Lakule thinks there was contact. You know, you don't think there was contact, which is fine, right? But I believe that. I was talking to a friend of mine on Twitter about me, and he mentioned that that there was contact. So because there's contact, there's penalty. And I said, look, I was doing the research for the episode, and I realized that I didn't find, and correct me if I'm wrong, I didn't find anywhere where there was a clearly stated construction of a phrase on how referee should give penalty. Right? There is a definition of what the penalty should be, according to IFAB, but there is no clearly stated way of how does the referee determine what is a penalty when it comes to contact. So in the end, it falls down to discretion.
Yeah.
Right? Discretion. So let's talk about big games. It's a semi-final, right? That could go to the final. It's extra time. Clearly, the referee must know that I cannot be the one to swing this game in anybody's direction.
Yeah.
Even in the run up to that decision.
It was a stone wall.
Anybody that understands anything about football will know that Sterling was trying to buy it. He literally was trying to buy that penalty. And you rightly mentioned Harry Kane tried the same thing just a few minutes before that. At first look, in real time, I thought Denmark were in trouble. But then I saw it again. There was literally nothing.
He's trying to buy.
Do you understand? So, and my problem for me is, how exactly do you want defenders to play the game? Because I don't understand.
You made a fantastic point earlier. Yeah. I'm one who thinks that maybe it's gotten to that time where referees need to have a perspective from either, say, former footballers, because I think they do not understand the make of how players are.
Yeah.
They do not understand how players are on the pitch. They don't understand when emotions are running in the head. They do not understand when a player deliberately wants to handle, because a lot of times you see decisions and you're expecting the referee to say, we talk of discretion. A referee should understand, where was he supposed to go?
For instance, I've seen fouls
where a defender stood his ground and the player runs into the defender and the referee gives a foul. And then you're wondering, where is the defender supposed to go? That's a lack of perspective from a footballer's point of view. So I think that conversation about
one question,
having the referee
have that perspective.
Let me just make an example. Yeah,
Do you think it wasn't a penalty?
Well, I was listening to the comments of Hungary's coach, I think during the group stages. And he said what he told his players. And I think maybe coaches should start doing that. There are some players that whenever you're playing against them, the possibilities of getting penalty in that match or conceding penalty in that match is about 90%. That's the truth.
Jack Grealish, number one.
That's the truth, yes. Jack Grealish, Cristiano Ronaldo, you know, most of these players. So he told them when he wanted to play against Portugal that, number one, if you are playing against this team like this, that have very fantastic penalty players, penalty takers, you need to try and, you know, put your hands behind always.
But this is not a handball situation.
Yes, and again, he said, you need to try and avoid unnecessary tackles. At times, it's better for them to get that chance.
Try and convince me that a ball is inside the 18-yard, close to your goal, and you're not going to make a tackle.
Can you play football?
In Azeko, one thing I'll tell you is that, in football, the person has not scored the goal.
IBK.
Might as well miss it.
IBK, let me tell you.
You'll be a terrible manager. You tell your players.
I know you can't really avoid this.
It's easier to say this thing when you're sitting next to
you. Exactly. Do you know how I know? Do you know how I know?
It's easier.
I know how I know that Sterling.
IBK. Relax. When footballers go out onto the pitch, right? They remember what the coach has told them. They know the team meeting, right? But when they are there,
when the game starts, it's down to what you know.
Your choices.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know how I know that Sterling.
And there's no way I don't. There's no way I don't try in a semi-final in the first half, bro. There's no way he asked that guy not to tackle.
Do you know There's how no I know way. Sterling was Come trying on. To buy that penalty? Do you know how I know Sterling was trying to buy that penalty? Sterling was not trying to cross.
He's not going anywhere. He's dilly-dallying.
He had a first attempt to cross the ball.
He refused.
Didn't cross.
Pushed the ball further.
He pushed the ball again. He was looking for contact.
Come clearly.
So, and that's something the referee is supposed to know.
That's a good point. Because if the referee knows the game, if the referee understands the game, the referee should know that, look, you are trying to win the game
exactly.
by a penalty. I'm not going to give it.
This is us knowing that it was towards the end of the game. So there's a lot of anxiety to score. Sterling should be crossing the ball.
Knowing the game, reading the game, stakes.
Yeah.
What time of the game? The referee must know that Raheem Sterling is trying to cheat the referee into giving a penalty.
So clearly there's a lack of understanding of the game here.
So in law, I'm not a lawyer, but I have a lawyer friend, and they say, look, you can manipulate the law to your favor.
Mm-hmm. True.
If there's contact in the area, is it a penalty? Yes. But Sterling is trying to buy one. I'm not going to give you one.
What I was going to ask.
I'm not going to sell you one.
I was going to ask, guys.
Right? So if the ref, and Alakule makes a great point, you know, if you have a chance to cross the ball, you're not trying to cross the ball.
Yeah.
Then you're trying to buy a penalty. I'm not
going
to give it.
Yeah. I was going to ask, guys.
More so when it's not a stonewall. So the point I made before is anybody here thinks that's a stonewall penalty?
No.
In a semi-final, first quarter of extra time,
wasn't close to being a stonewall penalty.
If you say it's not a stonewall penalty, right, then that means you think it's 50-50.
Yeah.
Then I automatically think that
under the circumstances, don't give it.
Should never give it.
Don't give
because
it.
The game is finely balanced. A chance to go to the final in a European tournament, then you shouldn't be the one to take the game out of.
Yeah, don't give it. I was going to ask. Take that same scenario, the tackle, the contact, whatever, take it outside of the 18-yard. Do you think the referee gives a foul? Do you think that's a foul?
No.
Outside the area.
Do you think the referee awards that in the 10 minutes of that game?
Nah, no chance.
No way.
10
no
minutes.
No way.
Early doors and no game. Way. 10
and,
minutes.
And, no. You see, this was the conversation I was talking about. Before now, you know, referees used to give, in fact, football generally used to give some sort of advantage to the defender and the goalkeeper in their area. But that is no longer, that is non-existent now.
So, great point. Because if that ball is in the air, right?
The goalkeeper comes in.
And the goalkeeper comes in hard.
Clatters everyone. More, and takes it.
More often than not, the goalkeeper is given the foul. So why don't
even when he's the one that's battered everybody.
Because if the ball was in the air, the goalkeeper comes in with his kick, with his punch, everything.
I have an opinion too. I was listening to one of those rules that they were about to change. I don't know why they didn't change it anyways. I think that Kane's goal was quite unfair because the rule was that the new rule they want to bring players. I don't know why they didn't start it from the Euros.
That's a brilliant
point.
The
player that missed the penalty shouldn't be the one to take the rebound.
Yeah.
It's quite unfair.
No, it is unfair. It's always been unfair.
Look, I agree.
It's very unfair on the goalkeeper.
I think that's brilliant.
No, it is.
Because the goalkeeper makes a brilliant save.
Yes.
Not many goalkeepers will have in their CV.
And that's Harry Kane.
That's what I would say. Not many goalkeepers will have in their CV that they saved the penalty from Harry Kane.
Because he doesn't.
More often than not, he takes it very well.
I thought that was
onion basket.
Yeah.
I thought it was onion basket. And IBK, to be fair, you make a solid point.
You see what I was talking about?
You make a solid point.
You've been quiet for
whatever is in that cup is working.